Welcome to the New York State Education Department's 2009 Operational Scoring for Mathematics. My name is J.J. Wilson, and this audio section covers the scoring of Question 26, found in Grade 3, Book 2 of the March 2009 New York State Mathematics Test. We will first go over Question 26 and its rubric, and then we will move on to the guide papers, which are sample papers demonstrating the score points and which responses are acceptable and which are not. The guide papers were chosen out of field test papers by a range-finding committee consisting of education professionals and were then approved by the State Education Department. Through the process of range-finding, New York State teachers and the State Education Department collaborate to create mathematically sound scoring standards while adhering to the scoring policies for the testing program. Before we move on to the guide papers, please turn to page 5 of the Grade 3 Scoring Guide, and we will go over Question 26. In this question, the student is asked to find out how many napkins Justine brings to the picnic. Please note that a show your work area is provided. The highest score point a student can receive for this question is a 2. Let's turn to the next page and review the exemplary response for this question. The complete and correct response multiplies 3 napkins times 9 people to come up with a correct answer of 27 napkins. Any other valid process used to arrive at that answer would also be acceptable. At this point, I'd like to encourage you to take plenty of notes in your scoring guides. Mark them up in any way that is helpful to you, as these guides are yours to keep. We encourage you to use them throughout the scoring project and as a reference tool during live scoring. We found that scorers who take extensive notes during scorer training learn the rubric faster and are more consistent in their scoring. Please also note that after each guide paper is an annotation explaining why the response received the score it did. Okay, please turn to page 7. Here, we find the first guide paper, a score point 2. This response is complete and correct. The student has multiplied the correct 2 numbers and provided a correct final answer. Next, we have the second guide paper, which is also a score point 2. Both the diagram and the addition solution are correctly demonstrated, and a correct final answer has been provided. Please note that either the diagram or the addition solution, along with a final correct answer, would have been sufficient to receive full credit. Now let's look at the third guide paper, which is a score point 1. This response is partially correct. Although the student has used the correct process and given the correct answer of 27 napkins on the answer line, the answer 23 is shown in the work. Therefore, this paper is only partially correct. Moving on to the fourth guide paper, we find another score point 1. This paper is also only partially correct. It includes a correct process and answer, but the work shows a string or run-on equation that is mathematically incorrect. Our last paper, the fifth guide paper, is a score point 0. Both the diagram and the answer are incorrect. Therefore, this response receives no credit. Please take a moment to review these 5 papers. If you do not understand the score points, please ask your scoring leader to explain the points that are not clear to you. In the next section of your scoring guide is the practice set, which is designed to further reinforce the mathematics scoring policies. These papers were also assigned scores by the range-finding committee. There are 5 papers in the practice set, covering a range of student responses. Use the blank answer sheet at the end of the practice set to work your way through the student responses. Assign a score to each paper on the basis of the rubric and the guide papers. You may wish to review the guide papers again before you move on to scoring the practice set. At times, the practice set will require you to refer both to the guide papers and to the 2-point rubric. So please, keep these out while scoring. At this point, you should pause the audio file while you score the practice set. Then resume the audio file to learn how these papers were scored by the range-finding committee. Please pause the audio file now. Okay, let's review the practice set papers. These papers were specifically chosen to illustrate some of the many ways students responded to this question. Of course, when you get to live scoring, you'll find that many more variations are possible. Nevertheless, these papers give you an idea of what some of the field test responses were like and what key issues to look for during live scoring. The first practice set paper for this question is Practice Set 1. This response is only partially correct. Although it includes a correct procedure and answer, the student has used a division sign instead of a multiplication sign in the work shown. Therefore, this response only receives a score point 1. In Practice Set 2, the correct numbers have been multiplied and the correct answer given. This complete and correct response earns a score point 2. Next is Practice Set 3. This response is only partially correct. Although the answer provided is correct, it is not clear in the work shown whether the operation sign is an addition or a multiplication sign. This paper receives a score point 1. Let's move on to Practice Set 4. In this response, both the diagram and the answer are incorrect. There are 3 napkins per 9 people, but the work shown indicates 9 napkins per 3 people. This paper receives a score point 0. Our last practice set is Practice Set 5. This response shows both the correct work and provides the correct answer of 27 napkins, earning it a score point 2. We have now reached the end of our practice set. If you are unclear about why a paper was assigned the score it was, discuss it with your team members and replay any portion of the audio file to hear the rationale again. If you still have questions, please consult the Frequently Asked Questions on the State Education Department's website or call the New York State Scoring Helpline for assistance. In addition, the Scoring Leader Book has annotations that clarify the assignment of the score points. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this audio file presentation.